Hey, what's going on? It's good to be here.
How are you feeling about Nashville? We had Will Power with us yesterday, and I kind of made the joke to him of there's nothing to do here, but obviously that's a little bit of a joke. So you having fun so far?
Well, I haven't actually arrived yet. We're
Oh, okay.
about 3 hours away, but we look forward to Nashville every year, for more than one reason, of course. The nightlife, I suppose, is pretty great, but we don't get to experience that because we're true professionals, you see.
That's good. Hey, if you win, though, I think you should enjoy the nightlife.
Yeah, you might see me and the team out. You never know if you keep your eyes peeled.
So, how do you feel things have been going with you this year in the number 66 for Meyer Shank Racing?
This year has been okay. We've had a couple of top fives and bit of bad luck here and there, but we're obviously back on an oval this year, this weekend. So it's nice to be back on a speedway, and this circuit in particular, Nashville, is pretty fast. I'd say it's second quickest track of the season behind the Indy Motor Speedway. So it's pretty chaotic. We don't know what this weekend will bring in terms of weather, which is not great because you want to know exactly when you're going on track and whatnot, but fingers crossed it's going to stay dry.
So you mentioned that it's such a fast track. It's not quite a mile and a half. It's just under that. What is it like from the driver's seat when you, and obviously the speeds that you do in an IndyCar, when you dive into turn one, trying to hold it together? Because like you said, it's pretty quick.
Like riding a bicycle, really, just holding on. But no, it's a concrete track, pretty bumpy. You probably wouldn't see that from the TV, but it's very, very bumpy, high frequency bumps, which makes even your vision a little tough. If you're running a particular car setup or something, then it can actually be to see the track because it's so bumpy. And there's also a big bump on the last corner that, sometimes catches some people out. But I mean, you just try and keep your eyes up because usually on a track this quick, where you would normally look, you're already past it. So you gotta be on top of that before you get out there.
IndyCar driver Marcus Armstrong's on the line with us. Marcus, when it comes to the race this upcoming weekend, you mentioned being a fast race course, so forth. For you, do you enjoy those type of races?
Yeah, of course I enjoy it. It's more so relevant to how much banking there is on the track. Like it's 14 degrees of banking, which is very high for us, which kind of promotes more side-by-side action and more, close racing. So that's probably the cooler aspect. I mean, the speed itself, obviously it's fast, but you get very used to it as a driver. You don't actually think about it. I don't know exactly how fast we're going, maybe like over 200, but I don't know exactly how much. Maybe 210, maybe 220, I don't know. But it's fast, but you don't actually think about it.
Marcus, we had Will Power on yesterday, and just the aspect of simulation and trying to understand just the course you're going into this weekend, the race that is, how much emphasis do you put on just the simulation aspect of racing when it comes like the iRacing and the e-racing and so forth?
Yeah, we use simulators back at base. We just do sort of car setup testing. So, I mean, it's not something that I like to play around with. I know some guys have like simulators at home, which just small ones, but I've never really been into that so much. I usually just I do the work with the team, and they have a big simulator at the Honda factory that we use. So we'll go in there with all the engineers, and we'll do our testing, we'll do our work, and we'll get out and prepare for the race. In terms of playing around, I haven't actually. I normally just like Gran Turismo or something, something fun on the PlayStation with all my mates, a couple of sparkling waters, the drill.
We're talking to Marcus Armstrong from the NTT IndyCar Series. you being from New Zealand, and also Shane Van Gisbergen, who's now in NASCAR, being from New Zealand. Have you guys ever crossed paths in your careers?
Yeah, Shane and I have crossed paths before. I've watched him many times in my career. We've never raced. He's a little bit older than me, but he looks like he's, you know, doing pretty well over here. I don't follow NASCAR as closely as I should. I'm not surprised he's smashing it because he's super talented.
Yeah, and it's what he does on a road course is pretty incredible. Well, you kind of just answered my next question because I was, you know, are there other disciplines of motorsports that you pay attention to that maybe you can take away from that help you in your craft?
We watch a lot of Formula 2 just because I used to do that. So I like to keep up to date with what the kids are doing these days, and I like karting as well. Karting is a big go-karts. It's a big sport. It's a big sport here in America, but it's very big in Europe. So I like to follow that. That's where the next superstars are coming out of. So I watch a bit of Formula One, even though it bores me to tears these days. But IndyCar racing, that's where it's at. Anyone listening, there's nothing better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you've never been to an IndyCar race and you're going this weekend, you guys and girls put on a fantastic show. So I think people are really going to enjoy it.
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words. I'll be sure to pass that on.
Yeah, absolutely. Marcus, thanks so much for joining us today. Good luck on this weekend and on Sunday.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely. Marcus Armstrong is going to be in the NTT IndyCar Series in the Bruschetta Bourbon Music City Grand Prix at the Nashville Super Speedway this weekend. He drives the number 66 Honda for Meyer Shank Racing, and a young up-and-coming driver.